is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. An investigation is underway into the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
That's Hackman in the movie Hoosiers. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office in New Mexico says the 95-year-old actor and his 64-year-old wife were found dead in separate rooms yesterday afternoon.
A search warrant for the couple's home says Hackman was found in the mudroom of the couple's Santa Fe house. His wife, Betsy Arakawa, was found dead in a bathroom next to a space heater. There was an open prescription bottle and pills scattered on the countertop near Arakawa. The authorities say foul play is not suspected, but they haven't yet said how the couple and their dog died. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
President Trump says he's confident Russian President Vladimir Putin will keep his word if an agreement is reached on the war between Russia and Ukraine. He says going through the, quote, Russia hoax with him gives him that assurance. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang with a preview of Trump's meeting with Britain's prime minister at the White House.
We know that President Trump has taken a couple of different stances on this and changed U.S. policy compared to President Biden. And so it'll be interesting to see how much of that is addressed, at least in public. As an example, the UK has supported NATO membership for Ukraine after the war, and that is something that President Trump and his administration have made clear that they do not believe is possible.
More than 9,000 foreign assistance grants at USAID and the State Department are being cut. That's a more than 90% reduction. At the agency's headquarters, fired workers have been given 15 minutes to pack up their belongings. Former employee Devin Bearer cleared out her office.
A lot of things. I've been telling myself I'm not going to cry today because I don't want to give them that satisfaction. I think a lot of hurt and disrespect. The way that this was done was very dehumanizing.
A couple of celebrities are heading to space. Singer Katy Perry will blast off on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin this spring. So will CBS Morning's co-host Gayle King, who's a little bit nervous.
I don't know how to explain being terrified and excited at the same time. It's like how I felt about to deliver a baby.
Bezos's fiance, Lauren Sanchez, will also be on board. Mortgage rates have slipped to the lowest level since mid-December. It's the sixth week in a row they have declined. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 248 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two empty seats on the Racine County Board are empty no more. The sitting board members voted this week to appoint Jamie Hoffman to serve the 14th and Troy McReynolds the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president. He replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. A Kenosha man who previously worked as a substitute teacher in several districts is now accused of sexual misconduct involving a teenage student. 32-year-old Alexander Pointer faces 14 counts of sexual misconduct by school staff and 3 counts of exposing a child to harmful descriptions. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will the Packers make a trade? I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA. Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42. WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, yeah. You're familiar with the seven deadly sins?
Oh, boy. I probably could name those off if you needed me to.
Let's see how many you get here.
Ah, Kurt, don't do this to me right now. I'm just in the middle of a whole bunch of stuff. I'm trying to do a courteous thing, popping in. Courteous. Well, there's sloth.
Right.
Gluttony.
Yeah. These are tough, I know.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it on me.
You got your anger.
Yeah.
Envy, gluttony, lust, sloth, and envy.
Envy, of course.
Or did I say envy? Oh, greed. No, I already said envy.
Yeah.
Greed.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got, let me see if I got this right. Greed, sloth, lust, gluttony, envy, pride, anger. There you go. Those are your seven. The reason I bring it up is there, I won't read the whole thing to you, but there's... there's a new study out that says we don't believe in the seven deadly sins. There's a couple that we say, yeah, those are bad. Greed is still viewed as, you know, a passport to eternal damnation. But and anger, not so much. But some of us, we like the other ones. We like gluttony. We like lust and sloth.
Do we like it though, or is it just it's there?
It's there, you know, I mean, I guess we're hypocritical if we say we don't like it. I guess maybe that's what
interpretation.
It is. Yeah. 9% of respondents to the survey said they had never committed any of those seven deadly sins.
Right.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He's perfect, practically perfect in every way. And I'm Kurt Vollman.
It's hard to be humble.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. hanky-panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky-panky.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits, so listen Saturday morning as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy. That's 1 week free on me.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
next. I wanna stick around a while to get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody knows, say about it. Put that into the jail, let it rock. Band it to the jail, let it rock. Band it to the jail, let it rock. Band it to the jail.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, research shows that guys who are really good at video games have a region of the brain that's larger than usual. Oh, great. Now I have brain envy, too.
Saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you mine.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two empty seats on the Racine County Board are empty no more. The sitting board members voted this week to appoint Jamie Hoffman to serve the 14th and Troy McReynolds the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president. He replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. Roanhouse stepped aside when he became interim county executive. It was a murder-suicide in Franklin Tuesday night. The death of the 65-year-old man found in a home is said to be self-inflicted, according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner. The death of the 66-year-old woman was a homicide. The couple was married. Neighbors say they were quiet and never caused any problems. Someone didn't want to move this morning just across the state line, so SWAT was called in. The Lake County Tactical Response Team was in Lake Bluff today in a standoff with a person being served with eviction paperwork. The suspect was barricaded for a short time before it was resolved. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man. The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rulow. Currently, it's 42.
When
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song whose title was taken from a letters column that ran in a popular British music newspaper called the New Musical Express. The column was called From You to Us from 1963. It's the Beatles and From Me to You on WRJN.
Side. Oh.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN, then read the in-depth details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. local news, Timeless Hits WRJN. We want to say congratulations to a few people. Scott Slater, Joe Caliendo, Janet Hansen, Betsy Perez, and others. What do they all have in common? They all won tickets from us to see Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be in concert tomorrow night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. As I understand it, just a few seats still available, so if you want to go, check out the Genesee Theater website. Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th, or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X Golf Kenosha.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight.
WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Tomorrow, up to 52. Saturday, only up to 30.
WRJN.